B-Pod Studios.
It's a rainy Friday rap party podcast here in the Carolinas. But that's not going to stop us from getting naked and having fun.
Oh, you should probably keep your clothes on.
That mean?
Well, you do like taking them off.
I do. And today on the show, Roy talked about, speaking of taking off your clothes and whipping it out, that I unzip my pants before I get to the urinal in the men's room.
Yes.
And
the moment you open up the bathroom door, you start unzipping your pants.
Yes. And I walk to the urinal basically
exposed.
Well, it's not out, but it's open and ready for landing.
Yep.
My landing gear is down. My seat back and trays are stowed and I'm ready to go.
And then you pee
really fast.
And then when you're done, as you're walking to the sink, you're buttoning up. Then you don't take, you don't button up
and zipping up. Yeah.
And then
you're supposed to apparently do all that in front of the urinal and then turn around and go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's inappropriate for people to see you do that.
It's a bathroom. There's nothing inappropriate in a bathroom.
Well, yes, I will say that you boys pee at a urinal, so I kind of do agree with you, Manny. Now, if I walked out of the stall and I was still pulling up my pants or pulling my dress down, then yes, that would be inappropriate.
Maybe, just maybe, if I wasn't in a rush. I always feel rushed to get back here because I don't want to miss a break or something. Like, I'm always rushing around.
Do you not do that when you're out in public? I feel like that's a move you would do.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
The more I think about it, yeah.
You would do it anywhere, everywhere.
Yeah, and if we have a little get-together at Lorenz's place tomorrow night, believe me, my bathroom's going to be that woods behind her patio.
Yeah, just pee back there where the neighbors can see you.
Well, there's a couple trees where we can hide behind, right? That's the best part about doing your fire pit outside. Yeah. You just go pee in the woods.
Which, do y'all even have a fire pit out there?
Of course we do. I mean, ironically enough, it's my Virginia Tech fire pit.
I'm just trying to think of where it is. Because I remember at your old house, you had that stone thing.
Yeah, it's out by the trampoline in the yard.
Under the trees?
Yeah.
We're going to need to...
doesn't seem safe.
It doesn't seem safe
underneath the trees.
They're tall trees.
We'll have to have the fire pit going for tomorrow night if we're doing the game. I know Nicole's still in. Right?
What food are you serving, Loren?
I don't know. When we figure it out, I'll figure that out. I'm sure we'll do like wings on the egg or something like that.
No, she says,
I know, Roy, you don't eat chicken on the bone. We'll have something for you too.
He's not coming.
I'm not coming.
Oh.
So you can do whatever the hell you want. Yeah, I have a birthday dinner I'm going to for Sterling.
Ah.
Yep. We're celebrating his birthday dinner at P.F. Chang's.
Yes, I remember you saying that. I listen to you, buddy. I care about what's going on in your life.
Shut up, Manny.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said when we figure it out, then you'll figure the food out. What's the it part of the get-together have we not figured out yet?
Because if we can't watch it outside, then that creates a little bit of an issue for me because my kids will be sleeping inside because it's a late game.
Now, if you want, y'all can come to my place. I have the lights, I have the fire pit, I have a TV that's ready to go outside, but it takes you away from your home field, and I know Dow wants to watch VT on his home field.
Right. Yeah, if we did that, I would probably come by myself, or come with Elena.
That's the kind of things we need to decide, plus we're watching the weather.
Well, I think it's supposed to be clear.
Yeah, it should be.
I just recorded weather forecasts.
For who?
For
the Weather Channel?
Yeah, sure.
For the weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, it is supposed to clear up, but whoever knows?
So I think you guys should go ahead and buy a TV on wheels, roll it out.
By the way.
Well, so eventually we're going to get a projector for the backyard and then like one of those big blow-up screens, but obviously that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, by the way, 63 and cloudy tomorrow, 80 and sunny tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, 63 and like partly cloudy at night. Now, TVs are like, you can get a 50-inch TV right now for $250. I'll just go by Target and buy one.
Bring it over.
And we'll just bring it out.
Okay, yeah. But wait. So hold on. I asked you this earlier off the air, and you had your headphones on, and you couldn't hear me. How do you watch TV outside? Like, do you...
I have the Roku.
Oh, so can we log into your Roku or do I need my own Roku?
No, we can log into my Roku. Or you can run the cable wire out if you'd like. Or if the game is on, can I get a network for the game? If the game's on national TV, I'm not even joking, I'll bring my antenna. I have like the over-the-air antenna that we could watch local channels.
Okay.
All viable options.
Okay.
Would it be, it would be on network TV here, right?
It could be on WSOC is my guess.
Yeah, because it's a pretty big game for Charlotte.
Or it could be on ESPN.
Which we
ask your Siri.
Which you don't get the over the network.
ESPN. ACC Network.
Oh. ACC Network? Oh, shit. Who gets that?
I think I get it with YouTube TV.
Oh, good. You can log into Nicole's YouTube TV.
Perfect. Check that out, Nicole. See if make sure you can get it.
Now make sure I can get the app.
Who's buying the TV? Now I'm interested in this.
Well,
yeah,
no,
I get ACC Network.
I have an outdoor TV that I can bring.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I was just saying I can buy her one if she wants and just leave it there and she can Venmo me.
No.
Because mine's not as big as what the Chateau probably requires.
So, wait, hold on. I have a question because I don't know anything about like projector screens at this point. But can I just walk into like a Office Depot and get a projector that Nicole can log into her YouTube TV on?
I mean...
Well, you would need an Apple TV. So
I
to
have one.
Okay. And then you would have to plug that into the projector. And then I guess that does work as long as you have Wi-Fi outside.
Okay.
That works well. In theory, yeah.
All right.
8 p.m. start time.
And an HDMI because, by the way, this is so boring of a podcast. We're truly breaking down.
How we're going to watch a game.
Yeah, and I'm not even part of it.
All right. Yeah, you're right. Let's get off of this.
Yeah.
Let's talk about something that we didn't get to on the air because we were too busy and we had lots of leftover things. It was the things that annoy you. And I mentioned on the air today that something that annoys me is people that eat in their car.
Mm-hmm.
And it's half for safety and it's half just kind of like, really?
Mm-hmm.
You really need to eat and drive? Like, I get that you went through your drive-thru, but, I mean, can't you wait till you get to your destination or just post up somewhere and eat rather than eating in the car, like driving with your foot or, you know, using your knee to steer while you shovel a burger down your throat?
I was so reckless in my early 20s. Like, I was changing into my Dolphins cheerleader uniform on my way to an appearance while eating a Burger King.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And driving a stick shift.
Like, yeah. Oh my God.
I mean, just ridiculousness. And now I know that that's stupid, but like as a kid, I was just like, I just got to get to where I got to get to.
There had to be destruction behind Loren that she had no idea about, like cars smoking, turned over, people giving her the finger. And she's like, la da 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 da.
The destruction. That reminds me of when I drank for the first time and I got way too drunk and I woke up the next morning because, of course, you can't drink in the house because parents are there. We drank outside. I look into the whole neighborhood is a fucking mess. I demolished it.
You did?
Like trash flung throughout the fucking roads, mailboxes destroyed.
You know what it is, dude? Remember in The Wolf of Wall Street where Leo DiCaprio thinks he got home safe?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he replays it in his mind how he got home and it wasn't anywhere near as safe as he thought.
I had my backpack that had a massive hole in it. I'm like, how do you rip a backpack? That's pretty durable material. Oh, good times.
But yeah, we took a bunch of text messages and a lot of people had strange things that bother them and a lot of people had normal ones. But here's some that we couldn't get to. I hate people that pull out in front of you and then go slow.
Yeah, hit the accelerate.
The other thing that I will say about that, too, is I look at my rear view a lot. And if the person pulls out in front of you and there's no cars behind you. That pisses me off because it's like you had to pull out in front of me when you couldn't just wait for me to pass. Then you had a free, like a whole like hour to come out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people can't stand the smacking of the gum, popping of the gum. I love to pop my gum.
Me too.
I don't like that.
When someone scratches jeans with fingernails, Lord, that noise kills me. That's funny. That's like if you have an itch on your butt and you go.
Yeah, that is what that sounds like. That doesn't bother me. That doesn't bother me at all, actually.
That's hilarious. My friends and I used to do that in class.
Yeah.
Like if it was quiet, we were all taking a test, all of a sudden we go.
Really?
And make it really loud and we would laugh.
I imagine you guys would do several things like click your pen.
Yeah, that's one of them. 704 says, I hate when people click their pens randomly in a non-pattern.
That does drive me crazy. And Roy does it from time to time, and I just look at him until he stops.
You don't have a pattern?
Oh, I don't know if I have a pattern or
what's
not.
He do, Loren? Just ran, like, just click, 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 click?
Yeah, but, like, he only do it, like, every once in a while randomly. And he does it for, like, long periods of time. And I'm not even sure he knows that he's doing it until I'm staring at him.
That's about right. Sounds right.
Ooh, someone says, I hate when people scratch an itch over me. What do they mean by over you? All I could think about is all the dead skin falling on me.
Ew.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Like if you're on a plane, maybe, and you're in the aisle, and they're to the right of you or left of you, and they're itching.
I don't know how you even do that.
People who are always late. Someone says, I hate bicycles on the road.
Yeah, it's hard to maneuver around them.
People who constantly interrupt. When people say itch and itch instead of scratch and itch.
That's something I think I would probably say. Itch and itch, yeah.
Now, if you were home and it was really hot outside and you wanted the air to go from 72 to 70, would you say turn up the air or turn down the air?
Turn down the air.
If you want us to go from 72 to 70, I would say turn down.
You would, but if you think about it, you might say turn up the air because the idea is to get it cranking more. So turn it up.
I would say turn up the heat.
Or turn up the AC.
Yeah, isn't that weird, though?
But I would tell Sterling, hey, turn it down to 69.
Yeah. I think I say turn up the air, and Amanda gets annoyed by that. She goes, you turn down the air.
Well, the biggest thing that I do know, I'm doing my best to not do it, but when I'm going to go cook, I'll say, and it's a very Southern thing I do, and Sterling hates it. I'm like, hey, you want me to fix you something for dinner? Or, hey, I'll go into the kitchen and I'll fix, you know, steaks.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's not broken. You're not fixing anything. You're cooking.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a Southern thing, though.
It is Southern.
Yeah. And then 205, the last text we'll read about annoying pet peeves, says, usually while I'm eating in the car is because I have an hour free. I'm a doctor and I'm starving. So I'm not stopping to eat when it's just going to add more time
to the
drive. I totally understand there's certain instances. Sometimes I just laugh and I'm like, you couldn't wait. Like the McDonald's was so good that you had to have it now. You couldn't wait till you got to your spot.
Listen, Manny, we want it hot.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. All right. Well,
I've been trying to think what I want for lunch today. What do you guys think I should get?
Chopped.
What are you in the mood for?
I had chopped yesterday.
I had Zoe's last night.
Mediterranean. I'm in the mood for anything.
Besides
Yafo?
Oh, go to go up here to Ilios. Takeout.
Ilios.
Oh, yeah, our buddy Ilios.
He has a location near us?
Yes.
Oh.
They just opened it.
Oh.
He's waiting for you to come. I told him you were coming.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. He's just been waiting every day.
Our buddy
Stratos, out his window.
He helped us feed the front line a while ago.
Yeah. Okay.
He's just waiting.
He's just looking out the window.
Yeah,
today's the day Roy may come.
Oh, he's here! Everybody, Operation Roy
release
is on
the
way!
Balloons, release the balloons! they're deflated.
Monday, we will talk about the bet. I can't wait to see who wins.
I am confident that Nicole's going to lose.
All right, here's something that we need to do. You need to bring in something for Nicole to wet our whistle on Monday.
When?
Monday.
Oh. Wait, well,
I don't
want to
just talk about it again. We've already, like, let's start. And
yeah,
that includes,
next week, let's start it.
If you lose, Loren, you have to, Nicole gets to color in so we can see what it's going to look like. Like, we need something Monday.
Yes.
Plus, we need to promote it over the weekend.
We need a B-sweep.
We need a B-sweep, so we have to do this.
Okay.
Can you, do you, or have you worked on size and stuff?
No, I know what shoe size she is, but I mean, I can already pull something together. It's going to be a dress if it's Monday.
Yeah, perfect. And a hat.
Yep.
Nice
dress hat.
Oh, can't wait.
Lauren, can you bring your straightener in?
Yeah, I'd like to bring my curling iron in.
Ooh.
I don't know how to do that, so you would have to.
I can do it for you.
She's controlling your whole image. You don't have no say.
Okay.
You just got. If she wants to put makeup on you, you let it happen.
And those pants that I really like.
Nope.
Oh, I got bad news for you. I decided not to get rid of them.
Well, but for my outfits.
Okay.
All right, folks. That's the Rad Party Podcast. I hope it was interesting. It was a lot of personal talk, but
hopefully you now know what projector you want to get and how to hook it up to get the ACC network.
How to watch TV outside.
Hey, some people might be wondering.
All right. See you later, y'all.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.